You're listening to Can Do Radio on North Georgia's News Talk WDUN, presented by Roberts Plumbing. Call us if we can do for you, 770-534-2373, or online at callrobertsplumbing.com.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, I hope you have that pencil and paper out because we are talking family vacation. School's almost over, so it's time to start putting vacation on the calendar, because I know the kids are pulling at your coattail saying, hey, it's time to go. Where are we going this summer? So I have the perfect expert talking with me today, who is Monica Drake. She's a travel editor with the New York Times. And if you're like me, that's my go-to place for finding out trends, hot topics, hot tips, all those things about travel. So Monica, thank you so much for bringing your expertise and sharing with our listeners today. I really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, I want to ask you about all-inclusives, because that is really one of my favorite ways to vacation. I've done a couple of all-inclusives, and I just love showing up, not having to worry about pulling out my wallet to pay for dinner or breakfast, or just kind of looking at that. You know, you look at the menu and you're like, what? It's $20 for breakfast? Oh, no. So I don't have to worry about that. I'm sure I probably have already paid that $20 for breakfast, but I don't feel it so much. So what do you think about all-inclusives? Because family vacations really can chip away at the budget.
Right, they certainly can. You know, all-inclusive vacations are great. We also ran a sort of essay about the merits of them, that you can just plunk down one price, sit by the pool, know that the kids will be entertained, and kind of everybody has a real vacation. But you don't necessarily have to go to one of the huge brands for a good all-inclusive experience. You know, there's a resort in Cape Cod. It's called Chatham Bars Inn, and it offers like a great you don't confront great white sharks, but it's focused on learning about aquatic life. So you can take boat trips starting in July to areas frequented by the sharks. And, you know, there are educational talks, and it's just a very scenic place. So there's a bit of activity. There's some swimming. There's a lot of nature involved, but it's all inclusive in a non-traditional way. There's also you know, the Big Cypress Lodge in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually sort of Egyptian inspired.
Oh, really?
pyramid, right? Yeah, yeah. So it's, you know, just 100 rooms. It's going to have aquariums and archery range. So it's also sort of nature focused, but it's very much you know, an all inclusive experience. You can get anything you want there.
Well, that sounds really interesting. Now, I'm jotting down that note for myself, because that sounds really interesting. I like how you're not expecting sort of that Egyptian style, you know, if you're going to that particular area. So I like when you get those surprises as well. But now, yeah, so that sounds great. Mm-hmm. But any other cities? Because, you know, Washington, D.C. never seems to fail as a great destination. And you may have some others, but what destinations would you mention? I know you've mentioned a couple, but if we had to go down kind of a top 10 or a top 5 or however many we can fit in, destinations that are great for families.
Well, I would certainly say D.C. is one of the top destinations. I mean, it's got great, you know, it has the monuments, it has the history, it has actually a burgeoning kind of foodie scene. And so you can't go wrong there. I think that San Diego, kind of skip L.A. and do San Diego instead. The flights are more convenient almost. You can do the theme park route, but you can also, there are a number of kind of beaches and parks along the water. So, you know, if you don't really want to do Disney, maybe you can do SeaWorld instead and do a couple of beach trips. There are a lot of big day trips from there, like Coronado and just up and down the coast. It's great. And I would say also Chicago actually has a lot going on in the summer. You know, we did a column last year on what to do with your kids in Chicago. There are a lot of museums. There's the big, you know, what the locals call the bean in the Millennium
I love
Park
that place.
That
yeah.
kids love to go and kind of stare at themselves.
I think adults like that too, Monica.
Yeah, I do too. But, you know, there's all of the attractions of a big city, so the Shedd Aquarium and the Field Museum. It's also got some sort of surprising museums, like a National Museum of Mexican Art, so learn a little bit there. And it has no shortage of great spots for kids to eat. There's a place called Al's Beef, which is offers Italian beef, and it's kind of sloppy sandwich, but
kids would love
tasty.
That.
Yeah, kids would love that. Exactly. And there's a place called Ed Debdevic's, which has offers kids paper hats to take home and entertains them, and also gives them burgers and fries. So I feel like Chicago sort of, you know, especially the summer, hits its stride.
Well, you know, and I'm glad you're mentioning Chicago because, you know, you hear so many negative things about, you know, negative things about Chicago around some of the activities and things that are taking place around around crime in some of the neighborhoods. But, you know, you can't shy away. I mean, you have to find those jewels like you're mentioning because it is a great city and should definitely stay on the list as a place to visit.
Definitely. And I mean, Chicago is a premier city, and I think that, you know, it's. You do read the headlines, and, you know, like New York, it's a very complicated city. So there are unfavorable headlines about New York City. But, you know, New York City is a huge destination, of course, for families. And we recently did a piece by the writer Francine Prose, who took her granddaughter to all of the major landmarks in New York City and really hadn't done that trip before. So this was, you know, talking about multi-generational travel, this was an experience that, you know, basically opened her eyes to the charms of New York City. So she did, you know, the Wax Museum, which has in Times Square, which has, you know, the Obamas next to Reagan. And so you get a little bit of history. It's a little silly. It also has E.T. there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and she did the Empire State Building, which, you know, some kids might not understand the importance of it, but it's, you know, it's a beautiful building, and it's sort of, you know, you can give your kids a sense of adventure by going to the top. And Ellis Island, too. I mean, that's a sort of different type of history, but a lot of people have family roots that they can trace through there, and it's just the journey there is one of the most wonderful experiences that you can have in New York, just being on the water and looking at the cityscape.
Well, I definitely love New York. Anytime I can have a trip to New York, I'm definitely going to raise my hand and say, yes, yes. But now, Monica, like I mentioned several times how much I love your paper, and in particular, the travel section. But for our listeners, can you tell us how, if they're interested in subscribing, do you have online? Is it a delivery? Just what can we do to get that paper here down in Georgia?
Well, I think the easiest way is probably to get an online subscription. There are digital subscriptions online. But actually, what a lot of people are doing is you get the weekend print package, and that comes, you get the online subscription as long as you're getting that weekend subscription.
Okay.
So you get any, you know, we have a cap of 10 articles a month, but if you subscribe to the print newspaper for the weekend, that there's no cap. So that's definitely the best way to, I think that might be the best deal.
That sounds great.
And
we'll post your website and everything on our Facebook as well as our website. Monica, thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate it. And thanks for all these great tips and destinations.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Stay put. We'll come back with more great information for that family vacation. This is North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.